online at RileyBuilds.com.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. I didn't let you in on the background, did I?
No.
You see, Jack Lindquist and I go back a long time. 1982? Jack was a 4-H agent over in Dickinson County.
Okay.
I was in radio in Abilene at the time. We often got together. And there was one time, Jack, what was that, an 82 or an 83?
It was the new 83 Firebird, and it was an SE, so it was the special edition, and yeah. The T-top, and it was deep charcoal gray. It was our Batmobile.
And thus, it was incumbent upon the two of us to bring the Batman experience.
Very cool.
To Abilene.
We rescued people on the streets that needed help. It was not Halloween. And we freaked a lot of people out.
The Boy Wonder doesn't have the same body that he did back in 1982.
Neither does Batman.
Well.
Still have that suit, though.
But we had an awful lot of fun.
Awesome.
I couldn't resist. Couldn't resist.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Well, Jack Lindquist, he's the executive director here with the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. He joins us along with Margaret Pendleton, executive director of the Flint Hills Association of Realtors, here to talk about the program. First of all, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So tell me a little bit about this program and where you guys are at with it.
All right. This leadership program was formed in 1992-93. The leaders that were from the area, Fort Riley, Gary County, Riley County, Pottawatomie County, needed to organize something to unify the area. And they came up with this idea of having a regional leadership program. And so their task force created a board of directors and individuals that live or work in Fort Riley, Gary County, Riley County, or Pottawatomie County are qualified to participate. So when they designed the program, they came up with some Kansas Health Foundation / Kansas Leadership Center concepts for leadership training modules and some on-site case in point tours to support those. And the first class was formed in 1993, graduated in 94. So we celebrated our 25th anniversary. Our 500th participant was in the last class. And Margaret is in our new class of 30 participants. And they go through a series of 7 sessions starting in September, finishing up in February, and they get great exposure to the region, leadership training modules on servant leadership, concepts that involve engagement, collaboration, compromise, and the opportunities to work with people of diverse and different visions.
All right, and I see you have something coming up here starting tomorrow, looks like tomorrow and Friday at Fort Riley.
That's right, Fort Riley Days. Each of our sessions have different themes. That one, of course, is going to be on negotiation skills, building, threat assessment, and the ability to do more servant leadership, dedicating your life to servant leadership.
All right. Bring on Margaret here. What have you learned from the program, and what's been exciting about being part of it?
Well, it's been an absolute joy to be a part of this program, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Jack and I have actually chatted about it a few different years, and I've had great interest in the program, but the timing has just been right. We actually just recently merged with the Junction City Association of Realtors, so the timing as far as regionalism and that conversation that's going on in my current work, it's just so perfect and timely. So getting to know what else is going on in the region, opening our eyes to some of the things that we have available here, I've just really enjoyed every moment of it, and I'm really looking forward to our next session that is tomorrow and Friday.
We think that half of the experience, more than half of the experience, is the interaction with the class members. And having a class of 30 gives them a great deal of broadening perspectives and concepts of how different people see living and working in this region. And this is the fastest growing region in our state. And we visit with the people that are making that possible. So they're getting some great exposure. But more than that, they're getting to work with one another in problem solving. And they even have a class project at the end of this session series, so that they will be doing something with youth in the area that will improve the quality of life for everybody.
Excellent. And, you know, what a great idea here for a program. And obviously you said you've had a lot of success with it since 1991. Just kind of an idea of the amount of people who are, you said there's 30 people here, just different types of business people here?
It's a very, very diverse group. In fact, I'm looking at the list that we have here. We have folks from all over the region, but from nonprofits to running their own businesses. We have a number of folks from Fort Riley. So it's a really diverse group. And in fact, the first session that we had, I just left going away. I had no idea that we had such all these incredible, talented folks that I had never met. So it's just been really, really great to get to know these leaders in our region.
One of the things that we do right off the bat at the orientation session at Rock Springs State 4-H Center is to do a personality test, and it's called True Colors, and then we break them up into their personality types. So we have the golds and the oranges, the greens and the blues, that they each mean something. But the blues, for instance, are the caring types. The oranges are the ones that get engaged and help as workers with anything. The golds are the managers, and the greens are the ones that come up with the ideas, the dreamers. And so every one of our decision-making activities and problem-solving activities, we intentionally mix those personality types up so that they're working with different personality types from themselves. And that class is just full of diversity that way.
It's so much fun. I really, really enjoyed getting to know the other members.
Excellent. So you got your program here tomorrow. You've also got something in Manhattan in early December here that'll focus more on entrepreneurship.
That's right. We are able to look at some of the things that are the greatest change makers in the area that started out with just, as an example, a garage concept expanding into a business that employs hundreds of people. Those are the types of entrepreneurship ideas that we want the class members to gather some points from. When they do that, they can look at anything that they do as if it were a small business and grow it into a bigger business that can support other populations.
Excellent. Anything else?
Well, the final session that we have before they graduate is the Topeka session, and they actually will spend time shadowing our legislators for a four-hour period of time. That's unheard of for mixing with your legislators early in the session, but they allow us to do that. And it's just a chance to see what goes on in the day of the life of a legislator. And so that's a very important session coming up. The ones that we have completed already, the orientation retreat, Pottawatomie County session is on group collaboration. The Kansas State University session is on creating a vision for the future. And Junction City was part of the orientation retreat. But the class members themselves are in an area range from near Abilene to Westmoreland, so we're talking about a 75-mile radius of exposure that they're learning from and getting a great appreciation for our home region.
All right, and of course the class for this year is closed here, but if people want to learn more about it for the future, where do they go to get that information?
That's right. Our website is an easy find, fhrlp.org. And if they go there, they'll see the details about the application process, which will open up in May, and we will select the class through an online application process. By July, they'll be named privately. Publicly, they'll be named in August at a public event, and then they start in September again next year.
Excellent. Well, we're about out of time here, and I've got one more guest to get here on the program. Anything else before we go?
Well, I highly encourage anybody to apply for this program because you will get to know some great things about our region. And Jack is just an incredible personal and rum as well. So
Thank you.
Thank you for doing all you do for us.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. We'll continue on here with In Focus on News Radio KMAN after this.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
This is Coach Bruce Weber. Just like on the court, for a community to have success, it takes teamwork. The Kansas United Way is your local team. With your donations to the United Way helping provide services for over 28,000 people in a six-county area. Last year, the Kansas United Way provided funding to more agencies than ever. But the need never stops. And this year, the need is greater than ever.